Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Bob of East Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Matt. It's been a long time since we've talked. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is you were talking before about education and the what strikes me right away is that we need to disconnect education from the property tax and connect it with the income tax. And the city of Milwaukee schools would benefit immediately by having more funds available to pay for programs, salaries, and other things with that.
Right. You have hit the core issue. How do you pay for it? You know, I heard from the board on the Board of Visitors that the education school, one of the best in the country at UWM, has declined enrollment because people have been demoralized from Act 10 and from lack of money. And Bob's making the point, and it's absolutely right. The property tax is a regressive tax. In Milwaukee, you pay about $2,500 per $100,000 of your house. So if you have a $100,000 house, which isn't by any means a fancy house, you're going to pay over $200 a month in property taxes, among the highest in the country. And increasingly, it's because this Republican legislature, ever since Walker, has refused to send money back to support education. What they've done is frozen it, so there's been no increment, no increase for inflation in something like 10 years. And what's happened then is you have to find other means of supporting it. Milwaukee's going to use some of that COVID money, but that's going to go away at some point. It has to be unhooked from the property tax. I'd like to see the property tax slashed immensely. And the fact is that an income tax, nobody likes taxes. I just assumed there were no taxes, of course, but there's no free lunch. And the income tax is not a regressive tax. It's called a progressive tax. It has nothing to do with fighting Bob or woke or the squad. That's not the progressive we're talking about. What it means is that you pay a slightly higher percentage the more your income goes up. You don't have a flat tax. Rebecca Clayfish is advocating a flat tax and moving even more of education on the property tax. You should not be taxing people's homes. In other words, you can have a property tax on industrial property and all that, and that's just put in the price of goods and services. But, you know, telling a retiree with a $100,000 home, they got to pay $200 a month in property taxes alone, and maybe they're only in Social Security making $1,000 a month or $900 a month, and that's ridiculous. So, Bob, that's an excellent point, and should continue to be hammered at the Wisconsin legislature. Going back to the lines, Dave of Madison, my friend. David, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hello, I'd like to weigh in on that boondoggle that we had about the no train service idea, and what I would just love to see. Doesn't it sound good? A whole train tract that goes between Chicago, Madison, I don't know about Milwaukee, but and let's say somewhere up north, Fond du Lac or Eau Claire, and then you get to Minneapolis. I want to ride that train, and I think it's a great idea, and I still hope that I wish it would happen. Now, the problem we had with Madison here is a lot of people were saying we can't put it would be unwise to try to put that stop up in downtown. I totally agree. But this is a very widespread out area, and there could have been an alternative place set up.
Right. No, you're making a great point. And, you know, Dave, the sad thing is we had that. We had that. Under Obama, we were offered $1 billion to run train from Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, and Minneapolis through Eau Claire. That's exactly right. And in terms of local issues like where in Madison the train station would be, I don't care about that. I mean, you leave that up to local people. But the truth of the matter is, what happened was Scott Walker goes, well, I'm running for president. I want to look like a conservative to take the Southern vote. So he turns down $1 billion. That was our federal tax money. We overpay federal taxes in this state. That was $1 billion back to be used in this state. Other states get space centers. They get Navy bases. Our geography doesn't lend itself to that. So we get a train. No, he turns it down. And he had to pay a $50 million settlement fine for busting a contract. That's what happened to this guy. And Clayfish was his, the Duchess of Foxconn was the train wrecker, was his lieutenant governor. So I couldn't agree with you more. But the sad thing is, it was offered. And the problem is now you could go back to Congress, because we have a slight majority, and go back to Biden and ask for it again. I don't know if it's still there, they'll give it. But you'll have Voss and the Republicans of the gerrymandered legislature interfering. You must understand something. A Republican cannot be trusted with money. Do all of them steal it? No, not all of them. Do all of them help their donors steal it? Not all of them. But the rest of them are financially illiterate. They're illiterate. They're rubes. They come walking into town. They get their pockets picked. They do not know what they're doing. They do not understand money. Period. End of story. Thanks for calling in. I'll tell you what, you know, we talk about Ukraine, and this is in the how bad is that department. There was a, as the Russians withdrew from northern Ukraine, they left humanitarian aid packages for starving civilians, milk and all that kind of stuff. There's a Ukrainian woman in Kherson, just reported she was given a carton of milk by the Russians as humanitarian aid. She was going to open it. Her husband said, don't open it. It had been booby-trapped. There was an explosive in it. It would have killed her. Other food they left was poisoned. Two people have died. The Ruskies on the way out left mines in homes and on corpses. So if you went to look for a dead relative and you rolled them over, you'd get killed. You go back to your house, you go upstairs, you open a door, you blow up. This is sadism. I mean, you know, you give poisoned milk to a woman, you know, she gives it maybe to her child. I mean, that's just flat out sadism. The Ukrainian government said you can't trust any food the Ruskies left. And you go looking for a corpse or go back in your house, have the bomb squad go in. Well, they bombed so many houses. How many bomb squads do they have over there? The Russians are acting sadistically. And that has got to be understood to anybody, by anybody who thinks somehow we're going to negotiate with them. They understand only force. There's no promise they'll ever make, no promise they'll ever make that they'll keep if they think they can get away with something else. One final thing, some good news in France. Emmanuel Macron, the incumbent president, beat Marie Le Pen 59-41, roughly. That's rounding, but almost 60-40, basically. And everybody's going, oh, but Le Pen won a little bit because she went up. She didn't go up that much. Last time she got 33. This time she got 8 points more. Le Pen is on the take from the Russians, just like Trump. She took out a loan from the Russians for her last campaign. She's paying it off. She owes 12 million euros. That's a little over $12 million. And Putin said, I want you to pay it to a Russian defense contractor instead of the bank. And he apparently has his hooks in this company. And she says, fine, you want that as president of France in the middle of NATO, in the middle of EU, our oldest ally, our ally in the Revolutionary War? Washington would not have beaten Cornwallis at the last battle if he had not had the French. They're good people. You can't have Le Pen and the pro-Russian penetrators take over that country, and you can't have Putin take over the United States through Trump. Great show. We're going to the end of the show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind.